RNZ National, it's Tech Tuesday, and joining me from Vertec IT Services, Daniel Watson. Hi, Daniel.
G'day, Jesse. How you doing, mate?
Good, thanks. How's your daily screen time, Daniel?
Horrendous.
Is it?
Horrendous. Yeah, I think one of those things about life in the modern era is that we're constantly inundated with it calls upon our attention, which is what brought me to think about the issue that is in front of me today, which is, you know, I'm looking at my settings on my phone and it's telling me that I spent 4 hours looking at my screen yesterday.
Your phone and screen or screens just, in general?
No, just my phone.
Oh,
just
man.
My
yeah.
phone. All right. And you know, I, like many people, get a little bit sucked into things like YouTube and Reddit. And I mean, not so much Facebook and that kind of stuff, but it's amazing how much time you can spend on there. And sometimes you actually need a little way just to go in there and check out what it is and give yourself some hard facts rather than it being a, oh, maybe I'm spending too much time on there or I could
Right.
probably do less. And one of the reasons behind having a squiz at this kind of thing and getting some hard facts behind it is that there was a 2017 study in the States amongst adults, which was that essentially if you're spending more than 6 hours a day in front of a screen, and they didn't differentiate phones in there, they said any kind of screen, you're at a higher risk of depression. And, you know, mental health is something that's something that should be dear to us all, right? Because if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. It's worth taking a bit of a squiz. So my tip for this one is, and I've got the instructions for both Android and an iPhone.
Oh, good one.
Is head to your settings menu.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'm doing that now.
And on the end,
people can play along at home if they'd like to.
Righto. Well, then go down to digital well-being and parental controls if you're on an Android.
Great.
And if you're on an iPhone, select screen time. And from there, you'll be able to see all the data about your activity.
That is fascinating. I never knew this tool existed on my phone.
And it breaks it down by the app. So you can see whether it's just email or if it's YouTube or if it's something else.
Yeah.
Application.
Would you like to take a guess at, and we're speaking at 11:30 in the morning, would you like to take a guess at how much screen time I've had today?
Is it more than 2.5 hours?
It's not. It's 44 minutes.
Oh, see, I went in and actually on the Android, you can set like a goal. Yeah, and I said, oh, you know what? Actually, probably 3 hours. I'll set 3 hours. And it said that I had like 25 minutes remaining.
Mine's a nice healthy mix too. I've got phone, Google, Spotify, Twitter, other, a lot on Gmail, someone on Clock, that was when I was exercising, so it doesn't really count, and someone WhatsApp, a nice even spread around the rainbow. But this is so good to know about, and man, it would give you a bit of a fright probably at the end of the day if you checked.
But I think the key thing with this stuff is not to give yourself a bit of a beating about it. It's just what is, right? And then once you have the facts, then you can start putting a bit of subtle pressure on yourself to change it up. And I know I've gone through like, what would you call it? Like cold turkey on certain media. You know, I'm sorry to say, but I used to get quite involved in the politics and be listening to all the shows and chasing the articles online.
Yeah.
And you can really get riled up. And I was kind of like going, man, I'm finding myself and getting a bit outraged. And it's probably not super awesome for me and how I'm relating to my family if I'm in that kind of head state all the time. So I just decided, you know what, I'm just going to de-link myself from news sources and stay away from certain websites that wind me up. Because at the end of the day, you know, I vote in the elections. You know, if it's really important, somebody at the coffee shop is going to tell me what the big news of the day was or something like that. But you know,
I know what you mean.
It's amazing how much you can get by without it.
I've got a couple of podcasts I subscribe to, and some mornings I'll, you know, get in the car or be about to do some exercise and I'll look at my phone to choose a podcast and I'll look at them and I'll think, not today. I can't start the day with this, sort of, with this sort of wind up.
yeah. And the other thing I thought was useful is that like we are still in spring. We haven't hit summer yet. So the message of having a bit of a spring clean and also goes towards having a good head state about where you are on a day-to-day basis, because I know that everybody's to-do lists are much bigger than the time available they have for them, right? And one of those big distractors is email. And everybody's got an email account. And if you've had your same email address for 10, 20 years, as some of us do, the amount of, and it's not just straight spam, it's just the like the piling snowdrifts of unimportant emails that build up and make it hard for you to wade through to the letterbox kind of thing to get the true messages. So you know, at the moment, right now, I'm looking at my Outlook and I have 13,445 unread emails in there. And a great deal of them are informational. They're notifications of various things or other. And what I've been meaning to do is actually go through and just start sorting them by sender and then doing a big purge of those subscriptions and notifications and just turn them off entirely.
Sorting by sender is a good idea.
Yeah, that's the first step, because then you can see who are you getting lots of messages from and do you really care? Because it's quite easy to sign up for newsletters. Sometimes it can be quite difficult to get off the list.
Or I just think maybe you got daily emails from people at work or whatever, and once the day is gone, or you know, this is particularly for me because I run daily shows, but you know, an email yesterday about radio or television means nothing to me today because those battles have already been fought. So, yeah, maybe if I put in a, I hate to say this out loud, but a producer's name in my email, and I would know that anything that had come from them would be work-related and in the past, and then I can just delete them all at once.
And things like Outlook, you can produce rules like CCs. Because I end up being the business owner. I get CC'd into a lot of stuff because people think it's important that I should know about stuff. I'm kind of more worried about things that I have to do. So if it's sent to me, I prioritize those messages. Yeah. And if it's CC to me, I just squirt it into another folder that I take a look at maybe once a day, maybe two or three times a week.
Very clever.
And if it's really important, somebody is going to knock on my door and say, hey, Dan, right? And then I respond. It's, you know, you've only got so much time and you still have to spend time with your family and you have to, you know, there's other external commitments and your hobbies and time with the wife that you need to include in there. And frankly, you know, technology is great and enables a lot of awesome things that we can do with it. However, we can't let it subsume our life and drag us off what are true to our values.
Yes, that's so true. And I feel like a lot of what you've been talking about today is taking control back, because the apps on your phone are incentivized to grab your time through notifications and other little tricks. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, time with the children doesn't have the same marketing power behind it.
Although when you're in their presence.
Yeah, it's true. Man, it's true. A bad example.
Very powerful clickbait. they're very, very, very good at demanding and getting your attention.
Love that.
Yeah.
So in terms of the the screen time, because that's a nice starting point for everyone, can you tell us again where to find those on the Android and iPhone?
So under both Android and iPhone, you head to the settings menu. And then on the Android, it's called the Digital Wellbeing and Parental Controls. And from there, you can tap to show your activity there. And under the iPhone, it's called Screen Time.
Maybe I should hand some control back to my parents, see if they can take responsibility for it and stop me being on my phone so much.
Yeah, they probably don't even want to do that for you, mate.
They're probably worse than me these days. Daniel Watson, Virtek IT Services, thank you for the prompt. Really appreciate it. Good chat.
Cheerio, Jesse.